Well, I'm extremely appreciative of the fact that I was half of a gift, and I've been able to take that gift and make so many people in this world happy, including myself. If I didn't have the opportunity to play music, I don't know what I would do. I couldn't go walk around a golf course 7 days a week and change the light bulb. I'm a golf person, much more like golf. It doesn't give me the same fulfillment. It's a very symbiotic relationship between the artist and the audience. It really is one event with a lot of people sharing it. And you have to be very appreciative of the people that come out, that know your music, that appreciate your music, and you're able to share that experience with them. So I've always appreciated the audience in bands and really reached out above and beyond what a lot of other people do, not only with the press, but with directly with the audience. Go out on the front of stage after shows, stand there and sign stuff for people and take photographs with them. And, you know, not a lot of artists do that. And I think that really resonates with a lot of people and leaves a really good positive thing in their mind about who you are as well as the music you make. So I try to take exception to the rock and roll rule that's having the curtain between you and the audience. I try to participate in that.
I asked Don how his golf game was, since he brought it up that he is a golfer.
Mine's terrible right now, so.
Well, I still participate in some of what I call the premier golf events in the world. I play the Dunhill Championship every year in Scotland, where we play the old Scottish and the Indian Barn. It is the crème de la crème of the program, in my opinion. Classic out in the desert, which used to be the Bombville charity. I played out there for 2 years or something. When I have the opportunity, I still participate in a lot of those programs. But if I'm going to go out and lose golf balls, it might as well be to work the card.
Sure.
But my index has gone from about a 7.2 to a 12 over the last 3 years because I've been working, playing music so much in the studio and press. You know, golf to me is a fun pastime, but it's not my passion. My passion is playing music. So if I have my choice of playing music or playing golf, I'll always go to play music. And unfortunately, it's much like I was telling somebody before, you have to really try to balance your personal and your professional life and try to make the people that are involved in your love life, your family, your children, your friends, everything that's on your personal side. You have to give them enough time and dedication and energy, as well as your professional life, the songwriting, the touring, the recording, all that stuff. And a happy person is able to balance both sides of that. If you lean one way too far, lean to the other side too far, you're going to damage one side of that and the other. And maybe my talent has been trying to satisfy myself by
sure.
I tell Don that I'm heading to La Costa here in a couple days, and I ask him what his impression and what he thinks of La Costa.
I played La Costa probably 6 or 7 years ago with Danny Sullivan, the race car driver.
Sure.
A friend of mine. He had an organization down there that was built for his Baja too, but he showed up for the races that went down through Baja. Building those race cars and that race space down in the San Diego area. And I was down there with another friend, like, come on, I want to go play some golf. So we went over and played La Costa, and the hotel was beautiful. The golf course at that time really seemed like it needed a facelift. It needed some attention on the green and the bunker, the fairways. It seemed like a 1 or 2 notches above a public course. But I understand what they've done now. Looking for an opportunity to go down there and play a few rounds.